Time now for the latest world sport from the BBC with me, John Bennett. Coming up, a huge shock at the French Open.
23 successive Grand Slam semi-finals or better. That streak is coming to an end.
Third forehand return is long from Federer. The run of semi-finals is over, and it's a big win for Robin Soderling.
Yes, a defeat for the world number one, Roger Federer. More details in a moment. The host South Africa leave their all-time top goal scorer out of the World Cup squad, and England drop the Arsenal star Theo Walcott. We'll have all the news on who's in and who's out as the final squads are announced. The world number one, Roger Federer, has been knocked out of the French Open by the man he beat in last year's final, Robin Soderling. The Swede will now face Thomas Burdick in the semi-finals following the Czech's straight sets victory over Russia's Mikhail Yuzhny. Reflecting on a major upset at Roland Garros, our correspondent Jonathan Overend.
So one of the most amazing streaks in sport is over. After reaching the semi-finals or better in his last 23 Grand Slam championships, Federer suffered his earliest defeat at a major in 6 years, out-hit by an inspired Robin Soderling, who ultimately dealt better with the two rain delays. Federer started superbly, hitting 12 winners in the first 18 minutes. He won the first set 6-3, and by that stage it already looked like the match of the tournament. Soderling won the second, and at 5-all in the third, the rain arrived and held the players off court for an hour. At such a pivotal point, it was all going to be about who restarted the better. And even though Federer won the opening point to move to 40-15 in that game, he lost four in a row from there, including a dire double fault at deuce, and the Swede was in front. He didn't look back. Another rain break occurred at 3-all in the fourth, only a brief one though, and Federer was immediately in trouble on serve, saving four break points before succumbing on a fifth. Soderling had lost all 12 of his previous meetings with Federer, but lucky 13, and he fully deserved it, and will play Thomas Burdick in the semi-finals.
So Federer's run of 23 consecutive semi-final appearances in Grand Slam tournaments, stretching back to the French Open in 2004, has come to an end.
They all come to an end at some stage. You hope they don't happen, but they do. I think it was a great run. Now I've got the quarterfinal streak going, I guess, you know. You know, it's been an amazing run. I think it sort of started here when I lost to Curtin back in 2004. If then I could have signed for all those semis in a row, I would have done it right away. So I've made, incredible progress on to be able always to come back and play semis after semis after semis in slams and give myself chances to win slams. And I was able to win, you know, many of them. So I'm very proud, obviously, of that streak, and it's probably one of the greatest ones I have in my history books, really, for me.
Meanwhile, Francesca Schiavone has become the first Italian woman to reach the semi-finals of the French Open for 46 years. That's following a straight sets win over Denmark's Caroline Wozniacki. She'll now face the fifth seed Elena Dementieva, who beat her fellow Russian Nadia Petrova, also in straight sets. It was an emotional day for Schiavone, who also became the first Italian woman to reach the last four at any Grand Slam tournament in the Open era, which began in 1968.
It's special because it's your space, it's your time, it's your opportunity. I felt alone, but with all the love around me. So now I want to enjoy. For me, it's great. It's really something special.
Next to football on the BBC World Service, and all the competing nations at this month's World Cup in South Africa have now named their final 23-man squads. The hosts have left out their all-time leading goalscorer, Benny McCarthy. The West Ham strikers had injury-plagued season, and there were question marks over his fitness when he recently reported for international duty. Meanwhile, there was a shock in the England squad with no place for the Arsenal winger, Theo Walcott. Here's the BBC's chief football correspondent, Mike Ingham.
And so the surprise inclusion last time becomes the dramatic exclusion this time. Theo Walcott, so controversially selected at 17 for Germany, without having played in the Premier League, despite that sensational hat-trick in qualifying away to Croatia, pays the price for three listless displays in all of England's friendly matches this year. His omission and the selection of Sean Wright Phillips, who made the most of his chance as a substitute against Japan, is the only major headline. The rest of the squad, as soon as Gareth Barry was past fit to travel, is pretty much as expected, though Stephen Warnock being preferred to Leighton Baines as the deputy left-back, the only other talking point, but it had been hinted at after Baines' uncomfortable showing against Mexico.
Elsewhere, Sven-Göran Eriksson, who took Walcott to the last World Cup as an untried teenager, has named an attack-minded Ivory Coast squad. The Chelsea duo of Didier Drogba and Solomon Kalou are among six strikers, but Marseille's Bakary Kone has been left out. AC Milan striker Marco Borriello and Villarreal forward Giuseppe Rossi were left out of Italy's squad, with coach Marcello Lippi surprising pundits by choosing Fabio Cagliarella. Midfielder Mauro Camoranesi remained in the squad despite injuring his left knee during training on Tuesday. And Germany's Joachim Löw has left out Andreas Beck from his provisional squad of 24. Beck had been told to remain on standby to fly out to South Africa in case Germany pick up any more injuries in Thursday's final warm-up game. So with the squads now finalised, it's not long now.
The World Cup from the Rainbow Nation on the BBC.
Let's continue our build-up to the World Cup by considering North Korea's prospects. Here's the BBC's Martin Fuchs.
North Korea are the mystery men of South Africa 2010. Their national team made a sensational debut in the World Cup finals of 1966 in England, but haven't played a match outside of Asia since, or at least not until they began to warm up for this tournament. They didn't even enter football's most prestigious event in 1998 or 2002. A goalless draw against the host South Africa and a 1-0 defeat to Paraguay suggests the North Koreans will be competitive at least. Hong Yong-jo plays in Russia with Rostov and scored 4 goals in 14 qualifying games, while fellow striker Jong Tae-sei and midfielder An Yong-hak both have experience of Japanese football. The rest have little knowledge of life outside the communist state. 7 players in their squad are graduates from the April the 25th Sports Club, a prolific football academy named to mark the founding day of the Korean People's Army. The North Koreans came to France in October to start their World Cup preparations, but coach Kim Jong-hun stressed that the team that played goalless draws against Nantes and Congo was not his strongest.
As I said before, that 6 main players who played for the teams during the qualification match were absent to come to France. So if you include those 6 players, we'll have more attack game, active game, we might have more chances for scoring the goal.
The encounter with Portugal in Cape Town will revive memories of that unbelievable quarter-final 44 years ago at Ayrton Park in Middlesbrough, where the North Koreans led 3-0 against the great Eusebio and his men before going down 5-3. The Asian outsiders had already knocked out Italy, who returned home to be pelted with tomatoes. How much of this year's World Cup exploits will be seen by the fans in North Korea, where the matches will be broadcast live, no one can be certain. What is certain is that there is great passion for the game in the country from the president, Kim Jong-il, downwards.
That's the BBC's Martin Fuchs. The Netherlands continued their preparations for the World Cup with a 4-1 win over Ghana in Rotterdam. Dirk Kuyt scored in the first half before Rafael van der Vaart, Wesley Sneijder and Robin van Persie completed the rout. Portugal beat Cameroon 3-1. Samuel Eto'o was sent off for a second yellow card in the 33rd minute for Cameroon. Costa Rica 1-0 winners over Switzerland, while Australia beat Denmark 1-0. In other football news, the Egypt goalkeeper Essem El Hadary has been banned from all football for 4 months after walking out in his club mid-season to join the Swiss side FC Sion. The Court of Arbitration for Sport also banned Sion from transferring players for 1 year because it illegally signed El Hadary from the Egyptian club El Al Ahly in 2008. The court dismissed appeals by both the player and Sion, ruling that FIFA was right to order the bans in June last year. Our top story again, the world number one Roger Federer has been knocked out of the French Open. He lost to Robin Soderling. For now, that's the latest world sports from the BBC here in London.